¿Qué pasa cuando cambias tu calentador de agua eléctrico estándar por uno nuevo con bomba de calor? Tus ahorros crecen. Y mucho. De hecho, Energy Star calcula que un hogar de 4 personas puede ahorrar $550 al año en sus facturas de luz. Y el costo de tu nuevo calentador de agua con bomba de calor se recupera en solo 3 años. Sube de nivel con un calentador de agua con bomba de calor. Visita daleupgrade.com para más información.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood idea fixer. And let me tell you, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? You've got a million things on your plate, deadlines looming, emails piling up faster than dirty laundry, I get it. Trust me, I'm the same way some days. That's why today we're diving into something super important. Staying organized and focused. Because honestly, who wouldn't want to feel like a boss at life? Think about it. When you're organized, everything just flows smoother. You know what needs to be done, when it needs to be done, and you can actually get things ticked off the list without feeling overwhelmed. It's like magic. But the good news is, this isn't some mythical superpower, it's a skill you can learn and master. And I'm here to give you my favorite tools for getting there. First up, we've got the power of lists, seriously, they're your secret weapon. But ditch those boring old paper notes. Try an app like Todoist or Asana. They let you create detailed projects, break them down into smaller tasks, and even set deadlines. It's a total game changer for keeping track of everything without feeling buried in it all. Speaking of apps, don't underestimate the power of a good calendar. I'm not talking about just scheduling appointments, but blocking out time for specific tasks, even things like brainstorming session or creative writing time. It's amazing how much more productive you become when you actually allocate dedicated time to focus on certain things. Google Calendar and Apple Calendar are both great options. They sync across your devices and let you set reminders so you never miss a beat. Next up, we've got the art of decluttering. I know it sounds like a chore, but trust me, it's liberating. A clutter-free workspace and even life in general can do wonders for your focus. Get rid of anything you don't use regularly, organize what's left into designated spaces, and maybe even invest in some stylish storage solutions. You'll be surprised how much clearer your mind feels when your surroundings are calm and organized. Ever feel like your brain is a jumbled mess of ideas? Enter the world of note-taking. Find an app or system that works for your Evernote, Notion, even a simple notebook will do. Jot down those fleeting thoughts, brainstorm ideas, create outlines for projects, anything goes. It's like giving your brain its own dedicated space to process and organize everything. Finally, let's talk about the elephant in the room. Distractions. We live in a world of constant notifications, social media updates, and emails demanding our attention. But guess what? You can take back control. Turn off those non-essential notifications, create focus zones where you put your phone on silent, and try using website blockers to keep yourself from getting sucked into the internet vortex. Believe me, your productivity will thank you for it. Now, let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine you're starting a new project, maybe launching a blog, writing a book, or even just tackling that messy closet you've been avoiding. It can feel overwhelming at first, right? But by using some of these tools, you can break it down into smaller, manageable tasks. Let's say your goal is to write a blog post about productivity tips. You could use a task management app like Asana to create a project called Blog Post, Productivity Tips. Then, you could break that project down into smaller tasks like research productivity hacks, outline the blog post, write first draft, and so on. This way, it feels less daunting because you're not looking at this giant mountain of work all at once. You can focus on one task at a time, check it off your list, and feel a sense of accomplishment along the way. So there you have it, my favorite tools for staying organized and focused. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about finding what works best for you and making small changes that add up to big results. Keep those ideas flowing, friends. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little organization boost in their life. Until next time, keep brainstorming and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.